I'm sorry, she said, blushing and utterly abashed. I don't know what I was... I cannot... To her surprise, he seemed almost amused, his gaze reflecting a depth of understanding she could barely conjure for herself.
Think nothing of it. I am not here to deny your pleasures. Indeed, I would not dream of it. But I am taking you at your word. Please don't take a tumble or break your neck. I'd probably never forgive myself, and I can't imagine you would enjoy it much either.
Oh, la. She did her best at a debutante flutter. Haven't you heard? Breaking your neck is all the rage this season. To that, he returned only a stern look. I'm an excellent horsewoman.
Well, this is vainglory. Gracewood gestured towards the stallion. He can be a little too spirited, but his heart is valiant.
He offered her his cupped hands. She placed her boot upon them, and he threw her up into the saddle. It was a little strange to be helped. She wasn't entirely certain she needed to be, but there was also something pleasing in it. A moment of closeness. His body offered briefly to her service. Vainglory danced a little, curious rather than willful, as she settled, her skirts flowing over his flanks, and she calmed him with a touch and a few soothing words.